December already, and in many parts of the country, people have put away the weed trimmers and water sprinklers. But in Los Angeles, day-to-day contributing writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro still savors sunny days in his garden.
At the back of my house, I'm building a brick patio. I'm very proud of it, and I work on it every Friday, knowing that Jesus can see me. Or rather, I should say, Jesus. Jesus is my gardener, and once a week he works his miracles on the once stony ground of my yard. Before we hired him, our garden was modest. I tended a piece of grass the size of a postage stamp. My wife, Michelle, cut back the roses, both of them, and we spent hours admiring the result. More time admiring, in fact, than actually gardening, so that, more often than not, our yard had what we hoped was a hip jungle motif, and our neighbors knew was just a mess. No more. These days, Jesus cuts and blows like a Beverly Hills stylist on a roll. The grass is neat, the borders precise, our garden looks civilized. At least once a week it does. As Jesus gardens, I work on the patio, knowing that he could do in 2 days what I manage in 3 weeks. But that's okay. I am my own crew leader, working at my own pace, digging out a few square feet of dirt, then running indoors for a Coke and a quick check of my email. And there is an upside to my leisurely progress. While I'm inside, Jesus has a chance to inspect my work. "Don Marcos," he says, "you've got to dig 4 inches deeper. Put 2 inches of gravel, then plastic, then sand on top of that. Then you lay your brick down. I will soon finish this patio, but I don't really want to. I've enjoyed the Fridays when Jesus and his crew come around, working 3 yards in my neighborhood. I lean on a shovel, hat tipped back, and we chew the fat. He listens to my worries about the patio. I listen to his. His niece has a quinceañera soon. That's the ceremony many Latinos hold to celebrate a young woman's coming of age. Though in Jesus's case, celebration is not the whole story. He is the girl's godfather, he explains, so he has to pay for the church, the decorations, and renting the reception hall. And my wife wants a new dress. Oh, and get this, Marcos, 2 of my girls are in the ceremony, so I've got to buy them dresses, too. We're talking $800. I sympathize and share my own worries. An ash tree by the patio has roots that are making a beeline for my house. You should think about cutting this tree down, he says. It's going to buckle your foundation. We study the tree for a while, and he concludes, my boys and I could probably take it out for you. How much, I ask? Oh, about $800. Perfect. A good gardener should have an eye for symmetry. Though occasionally expensive, my conversations with Jesus are important to me, perhaps because there are many months between landscape projects when I'm not outside sweating in the yard, times when I'm poring over a manuscript indoors, alone and speaking neither English nor Spanish to anyone. On these days of confinement, Jesus still tends my yard. He still trims the edges and bags the leaves. He passes my closed window, blower in hand. On those days, we act like any other homeowner and gardener. We ignore each other. I am in my world, and Jesus is in... No, Jesus is still in my world, sweeping away the dead grass, nurturing and creating, bringing life where once was desolation. In contemplation and in action, truly Jesus.
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro, his latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery.